First, let me say that Wyatt's gaze can be intense. His eyes are this sort of pale green, which can be piercing. He's also a cop, as I believe I've mentioned a time or three, so when he levels that hard cop look at you, you can feel sort of pinned. But I, too, am made of some stern stuff, and I gave him back as good as I got. A split second later, I glanced down at myself as if I had no idea what he'd been staring at and jerked the robe back in place before resuming my glare. "You did that on purpose," he accused. "It's a robe," I pointed out. I love stating the obvious, especially to Wyatt. It drives him nuts. "Well, I've never seen a robe that stays tied." "So you don't deny it?" I don't know where he got the idea that if I don't answer a question directly, I'm admitting to whatever charge he's made. In this case, however, I felt perfectly justified in issuing a straight denial because the whole nipple thing had been a coincidence, and any woman worth her salt seizes her opportunities as they arise. "I deny it," I said, a hint of challenge in my tone. "I'm trying to have a serious conversation, and all you can think about is sex." So, of course, he then had to prove I was wrong, and he tossed the report on the table. "Okay, so let's have this serious conversation. I've already started it. The ball's in your court." From the way his eyes narrowed, I could tell he had to mentally backtrack, but he was sharp. It took him only a couple of seconds. "Why can't you marry me? But before you get started, let me point out that we are getting married, and I'm giving you another week to get the date nailed down, or we're doing it my way if I have to kidnap you and haul your ass to Las Vegas." "Las Vegas?" I sputtered. "Las Vegas? No way. Brittany put Las Vegas at the top of the tacky list when she got married there. I spit on the concept of a Vegas wedding." He looked as if he wanted to bang his head again. "Who the hell are you talking about? Brittany who?